Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Good morning and good afternoon to everyone around the world. And thank you for joining me tonight. I'm always grateful. And tonight's show is particularly awesome, I think, because we have a new moon, which is great for planting our manifestation seeds and manifesting our heart's desires for our highest good and the highest good of all. Hi, I'm Jean Souch, also known as Jean of Divine Healing, and I am a Corona Reiki Master Teacher, Healer, and Channel. I also do workshops, private sessions, readings, and channeled paintings. Anyway, I thought it would be a great opportunity to use the energies of this new moon and energies, you know, because why not when we have the opportunity with the way the planets are set up, especially in our chart, or, you know, when we're having a new moon or maybe an equinox, it's always great to make sure that you're clear, centered, and balanced, and that you're coming from the place of your heart and divine ego, which to me, divine ego means coming from a place for the highest intentions of all. Shadow ego to me means, and everybody has their own perceptions, and I respect everyone's beliefs and perceptions. Shadow ego to me is when we think in a manifesting way that is only good for ourselves. And you'll find that when we start thinking about the whole as one, that our manifestations flow so much easier. And that's because we're coming from a higher vibration of manifesting. You know, we all have heard, or most of us have heard growing up, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it. And if you don't, but it also means if you don't have anything nice to think, don't think it, right? Because where attention goes, energy follows. So I always want to think the best for everyone, because if everyone is healthy, everyone is doing what their soul's mission came here to do, then we are creating more harmony on earth and more sister and brotherhood. That's what I think. So if you would like to participate, at the end of this brief clearing, centering, and balancing, I'm going to be offering to charge sacred water for you, whoever chooses to decide to have water charged. I turn myself over as a vessel, and the highest supreme divine realms of vibrational pure energy flow through me and place into your water what you need for your highest good. So if you would please just put your feet flat on the floor, and please don't cross your hands and close your eyes. And as you are gently breathing at your own casual pace, what's comfortable for you, let all thinking thoughts just float out your mind for just a brief moment so that you can fully experience this for the highest good of you. As we are breathing in, let's now breathe in together 100% pure quantum frequency divine light. And as we breathe in this light, let's intend it to go into our feet chakras. you're asking with your personal one-on-one permission that you can give permission silently within your mind to release any obstacles, any fears, any possible self-sabotaging from any moment, any lifetime that prevents you from fully manifesting to your highest good. So we're breathing in this pure quantum divine energy, exhaling into our feet chakras. With each gentle breath of this quantum divine pure energy into our feet chakras, releasing any shackles or bindings that sabotage us moving forward for the highest good of you and all. With each gentle breath, breathing in, exhaling into the feet chakra. Breathing in this divine quantum frequency, pure light, into your root chakra. With each gentle breath, allow it also, if you choose with your free will, to release all personal sabotages from all lifetimes when you were a man and all lifetimes when you were a woman. Anything that you're holding in your hips, your pelvic bones, your sciatica, so that your hips and your root chakra can move more freely in balance and manifest for your highest good. Breathing in this pure divine energy, exhale into your sacral. With each gentle breath, releasing all obstacles, especially any obstacles that prevent you from standing in your power, in your power to fulfill your soul's path, your soul's destiny for this lifetime, for the highest good of all. Breathing in divine light, pure divine light. Exhaling into the sacral. Breathing in this pure divine light and exhale into your navel, through the umbilical cord, through your generations, through your family and your lineage, releasing any sabotages, any fears, so that you can fully embrace your true self to manifest on this magnificent new moon. To your highest good and the highest good of all. Each gentle breath, exhaling into the navel, releasing and allowing all to be centered and balanced. Breathing in this quantum frequency, divine energy into your solar plexus. With each gentle breath, as you exhale into your solar plexus, allow all those trapped emotions, all trapped energies that when maybe you allowed yourself to be manipulated and prevented and sabotaged from manifesting for your highest good. Through love, light, and forgiveness, we release those with each breath. And we allow centering and balancing in the solar plexus. We allow the emotional balance to give us the freedom to be our true divine sacred self. Breathing in this divine, sacred, quantum frequency energy. Exhale into your heart. With each gentle breath, allow all heart pains, all heart resistances to just release with each breath. With each divine sacred breath as you exhale into the heart, allow your threefold flamed heart to be ignited and shine and activate it. Allow all your divine codes, your divine vows that you took in soul form that would help you manifest the highest good of you and all in Mother Earth. Breathing in this divine sacred energy, lovingly, gently filling your heart, centering and balancing. Breathe in this quantum divine energy and exhale into your throat chakra. With each gentle breath, allow all the times that your voice was not heard, all the negative words that you spoke, release. Let all stresses and burdens that you've carried on your shoulders release with each breath. As you release with each breath into your throat chakra, melting away also all those burdens on your shoulders, releasing, just sliding down your shoulders, sliding off your back with each gentle breath. Allowing your vocal cords and your larynx and your voice box to be filled and blessed with this divine quantum frequency energy to promote you speaking, chanting, singing, and praying for the highest good for you, all, and Mother Earth, allowing the throat chakra to soften and relax, center and balance. This is the lifetime that we've all been waiting for. The lifetime where we have the freedom to be our true divine sacred selves. Excellent shifting, everyone. Perfect. Breathe in pure divine quantum frequency energy. Exhale into the center of your head. With each gentle breath, as it flows into your pituitary and pineal and God Alexer, the right and left side of your brain, the cellular memory. With each gentle breath, allow all illusions, all deceptions, all trickery to just release. And with each gentle breath, allow the center of your head to reconnect fully and completely with your higher self, your guardian angels, your master teachers, and your spirit guides, the grandmothers, the great chiefs, Pachamama, creator of all creations, and the archangels, your ancestors. Gentle breath, allowing with only your personal permission, silently within your mind, to activate, if you choose now with your free will, the divine mastery code and vows that you placed in the center of your head when you were in soul form that would best help you manifest the highest good of all. If you choose this with your free will, and there's no judgment if you say no, then allow this to awaken and activate with each breath. Breathe in this divine quantum energy and exhale into your crown. With each gentle breath, releasing all those obstacles and sabotage so that your crown chakra can fully, completely open to its fullest capacity for your highest good. Connecting you with 100% pure divine beings, with the highest protection and the highest divine clarity and truth for you and the highest good of all with each breath. Let's send this divine quantum energy into the first layer of our auric field closest to our bodies, releasing any obstacles and allowing your true magnificence manifest at your highest level with each breath. As you breathe in and exhale, expand to the second layer of your auric field, gently breathing and releasing and allowing all your divine magnificence to light up and shine, strengthening your personal power and your soul's power connection with you in this time, in this body, in this moment for your highest good. Expanding to the third layer of your auric field. Each gentle breath as you fill the third layer of your auric field awakens all your emotional creativity that you had stored in your solar plexus and is lingering in that layer of your aura, waiting to light up and be activated now with each breath. With each gentle breath of this quantum divine frequency, pure energy, expand into the fourth layer of your auric field as it gently circulates and lights up and activates more of your true heart desires for the highest good of manifestation for you and to all. Breathing in that divine quantum energy, exhale, and let's expand into the sixth layer of our auric field, lighting up all divine codes in the sixth layer of our auric field that are connected also with our pituitary and pineal and gut elixir within the center of our head, so that we can fully manifest for the purest, highest intention for ourselves and all and Mother Earth. With each gentle breath, expanding out to the seventh layer, gently pulsating, activating for the highest good of you, all in Mother Earth. With each gentle breath as you breathe, Now let's breathe in 100% pure divine love and exhale into our heart chakra. With each gentle breath, breathing in, exhaling into the heart chakra. Allowing your threefold flame, your core heart center, your true divine self, to shine brighter and brighter with each breath. As you are expanding and multiplying in wondrous, magnificent ways in your heart, start planting your manifestation seeds now. What seeds do you want to plant in your heart that will help you, that will help all in Mother Earth? Plant those seeds now so that they can emanate from your heart chakra. I'm going to be silent for a brief time while we all plant our love seeds for the highest good of all. I'm sure it felt very good or grand in a heartfelt way, planting these love seeds for the highest good, manifesting. You know, I hope that some of you or all of you also planted seeds of manifestation to ignite the creativity within you that you came here to fulfill. We all have this great opportunity around the world right now to go within and be silent and to create. And it doesn't matter what you're creating, as long as you're creating for the highest good. When we come from a place of the highest good of all, then our manifestations come into a more grand physical reality in the present form for us. You will notice as you look around that there are companies that are shifting how they're making things. You know, they're coming up with new ways to make something work. Such as an example, we have, because I live in Vermont, there's a scuba diving lesson and classes in Burlington, Vermont, where they learn in a tank and then they go out into the lake, and I'm sure they go other places after that. But they have created masks using their scuba masks for the hospitals and the nursing staff, you know, and the doctors. So that's kind of what I'm saying. You know, people are being creative in new ways. And that means not just, you know, masks. That means anything. What have you been waiting to create that you just haven't given yourself that action permission, right? If you're ever feeling stuck, ask your higher self. Light that action fire within me. Light that fire within me. Get my juices flowing. Spark that creativity. Creator, send me some divine angelic muses. Send me some Hindu muses. Send me some angelic muses, right? And native, indigenous muses, right? Because there's muses of all kinds. And there's also the divine extraterrestrial who are on our team for the highest good of humanity and Mother Earth. So there's lots of divine sacred beings, and including Mother Earth, that you can connect with. You know, Mother Earth, let's say you're a person that likes to work with wood as an example. You know, maybe take a walk in nature if you can, and open your heart as you're walking. You know, beloved Pachamama, beloved Mama Gaia, Mama Earth, however you address Mother Earth. You know I like to work with my hands. You know I enjoy and love creating with my hands. Help inspire me while I'm here. Send some woodland fairies to inspire me. Send some power animals. Maybe you'll see a hawk or a cardinal, or maybe you'll see a deer or a beaver or even a little rabbit, you know. Maybe you'll walk past a tree and the tree will greet you. And if that is the case, with humble gratitude, always address and thank the tree or the rock or the bush or the water. I want to thank you for being here and joining me, because what a great opportunity that everyone gave themselves to clear, center, and balance, and bring themselves into the highest frequency of manifesting for yourself and all in Mother Earth. And I'm really grateful for that. Thank you. And I want to remind you that my name is Jean Souch, Jean of Divine Healing. I do workshops and I do private readings and healings and over the phone and in person. Actually, over the phone, not just because of the shut-in. Over the phone has been going on for years, not just because of what's happening. But, you know, don't be in fear of what's happening, because there's a lot of good things happening behind the scenes. So let's charge your water right now before I forget. And I'm turning myself over once again to be the vessel. My hands are over your water. And your water is ready to drink. And you don't have to drink it all right away. You can drink some of it now. You can drink it later. You can slowly drink it. You can drink some today, some tomorrow. It's all up to you. So I want to thank you for being here. God bless everyone. Namaste. Aloha. And aho. And remember, we are all in this together. We are all one heart. And we are all brothers and sisters, remembering who we are in this grand earth experience. God bless you. And we will see you next Wednesday. Thank you.